Welcome to the First Draft Club, a podcast to help you write your book with joy, clarity, and maybe a few coffee stains. I'm Mary Atkins. You can find my three novels, When You Read This, Privilege, and Palm Beach, at your favorite bookstore. Each episode is short. We get in and we get out, so you can get back to your life and your writing. Hey, podcast listeners. I often talk when I am teaching, writing in the book incubator about how we want to write a book that is smarter than us. And this is why, by the way, I'm not a big fan of outlining personally, although I don't think that if you are an outliner, it means you can't write a book that's smarter than you. It's just not my personal preference. But that aside, so many obstacles that writers bring up, things like procrastination, fear, imposter syndrome, perfectionism, your so-called inner critic, not shutting up. All of this stuff I have found tends to come up when people try to smash together all of the stages of writing. In other words, they try to write a fourth draft when they're working on a first draft. They try to prevent having to revise by setting impossibly high expectations and standards for draft one. And I get it. I do this too. Because frankly, who doesn't want their first draft to come out magically perfect? Like, it's the dream. But what I want to talk about today in this episode is something I don't hear talked about very often. The reason that this is a bad idea to smush all, to think of all the stages as smushed together, to try to write like the perfect first draft, is not only that it's unhelpful to your writing process. It's not only that it gives rise to all of these internal obstacles I just mentioned. It's also a bad idea because it misunderstands the value of time to the quality of your end product. I'll say that again. It misunderstands the value of time to the quality of your end product. Because to fall prey to this belief, I think, is to fail to understand that time itself is what enables us to write a book that's smarter than us. It's in the process of returning to a draft over and over again that all of our smartest and best ideas wiggle their way into the draft. And all of our mediocre and, worse than mediocre ideas get cut out of the draft. This way, it's in this way that the book becomes a culmination of a self over time rather than a snapshot of a person just on a given day. And I don't know about you, but if I were to gather up all of my most insightful moments over a period of a few years, I'm going to appear a hell of a lot more insightful than if you measure me by how insightful I seem to be on a given Wednesday, right? So, okay, here's how my favorite, if you work with me, you know that I quote George Saunders to an ad nauseum degree, but I just think he has some of the most brilliant things to say about writing. And here is how he has described his revision process. He says, "I imagine a meter mounted in my forehead with P on one side for positive and N on the other side for negative. I try to read what I've written uninflectedly, the way a first-time reader might, without hope and without despair. Where's the needle? Accept the result without whining. And then edit so as to move the needle into the P zone. Enact a repetitive, obsessive, iterative application of preference. Watch the needle, adjust the prose, watch the needle, adjust the prose through hundreds of drafts, sometimes. Like a cruise ship slowly turning, the story will start to alter course via the thousands of incremental adjustments. The artist in this model is like the optometrist, always asking, is it better like this or like this? The interesting thing in my experience is that the result of this laborious and slightly obsessive process is a story that's better than I am in, quote, real life. Funnier, kinder, less full of crap, more empathetic, with a clearer sense of virtue, both wiser and more entertaining. And what a pleasure that is, to be, on the page, less of a dope than usual. That was a pretty long quote from George, and I hope you like it as much as I do. I want to quote someone else now. So the other day I was speaking with Rufy Thorpe, who I teach with in the Book Incubator, and we were discussing this exact topic, and this is how she put it. She said, "I don't have to understand everything in one moment. I just have to understand one thing per day and then write them all down." Oh, that is so good. I love that so much. An intelligent manuscript is you aggregating all of your smartest thoughts over time. Time is your friend because it helps you bring your best, brightest thoughts to the table instead of just you on a given moment on a given day. Time is your friend and revision is your friend. Multiple drafts are your friend, not your enemy. And the cool thing is the reader gets to experience all of this as sort of one continuous, very long moment because the reader is reading it in a set period of time. You know, whether it's, you know, one sitting or not, typically readers are going to complete a book over a period of days, you know, maybe in some cases weeks, but normally shorter than that. Meanwhile, you've realized all of this over the course of months, maybe years, and it's all been condensed into an experience that takes them a total of, what, 12 hours, 7 hours? It kind of makes me laugh because it makes the adage to never meet your heroes make a lot of sense because your heroes are going, if your hero is an author whose book you love, is going to appear to be about a tenth of what they appear to be on the page, because they are a tenth of what they are on the page. Like, that's the kind of book we want to write, a book that leads our fans to be disappointed when they meet us. It's a really funny way of thinking about it. So in sum, trust the process, lean into revision. Don't just accept it, lean into it. It's your friend. And don't be afraid of taking time. It's how we write our best stuff.
Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. If you're still listening, I'm guessing that you are writing a book or want to write a book. And if so, I want to talk to you because when I'm not writing myself, my mission in life is to help writers write their dream books. I love it. I live for it. Because before I published my novels, I had to figure out how to write one. And it wasn't easy. None of the writing classes I had taken actually showed me how to write a novel. It wasn't until I had a newborn baby and only a couple of hours a day to write that I actually came up with a process that worked. I wrote my entire novel during my 8-week maternity leave, which sounds crazy, but it's true. And now I teach that process in my program, The Book Incubator, and it's worked for dozens of other writers. So if you're curious to know more and to see if this program might be the right fit for you, I have a free video walking you through my process, both for writing a book and for teaching how to write a book. And you can get it by going to thebookincubator.com and just telling me a little bit about yourself and the kind of support that you're looking for. Your book idea. So just go to thebookincubator.com, fill out the short form, and you will hear from me within 72 hours. Happy writing. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.